Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast.
Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome to this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, photographic exhibitions, VAT on jets, and fun in the mud. To try and give you a taster of this and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iamtoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshound Sam Turton.
Hello.
Jess Ward.
Hello.
Plus Distribution's very own Katie Kitcher.
Hello.
You were looking skyward then.
I was just waiting to praying for it to be over. Like, yeah. Just wait to see how long he dragged my name out
I tried
for.
To be a bit more punchy this week.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how successful I was there. Jess, good week?
Yeah, it's been good. Lots of little bits of community news piling in, so that was fun to cover. But yeah, generally my week has been quite solid. Better than the 6.5 that it was last week.
7.2?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty spot on. Yeah,
7.2.
That's okay. A good estimate.
But that would be the green smiley face on how you would rate customer service.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was one, I was away last weekend and I came back through the airport. They had one of them, how has your experience
been? Yes.
And you have
so you've got red, yellow and green.
Does everyone else ever do them?
I do them.
Like, my wife does them all the time and says you must do it, otherwise customer experience won't, you know, improve. I'm like, well, how often am I going to be here? That's going to... And she's like, do it! So, and then I always go red because I'm already...
Do
off.
You?
Yeah. But anyway, I was a bit hacked off last week because I'd gone through the duty...
Free.
And the smell is unbelievable. It's just, it's there's so many different fragrances.
Yeah.
And it goes on forever.
It's not as bad as Lush shops, though, because Lush shops are just, like, really intense.
Lush.
But it's less. That's less of a chemical smell than when you're in duty free.
Yeah, that's
duty
free
is very chemically.
Yeah.
And it's all the highlighting, and it's very hot, and you're always stressed.
It's not a nice atmosphere.
I'm not surprised. I think more people should be vomiting. I thought
they
more...
should be.
Yeah. I think it'd be more... Like, you expect to come around one of those, you know, the weavy corners.
Yes.
Where you've literally just gone...
Yeah, and you're feeling lightheaded because of the smell.
Yeah, there should be more people.
More people just falling into piles of Toblerones.
And just the stress, because, I mean, you do feel the stress when you go into...
Yeah, even if you're 7 hours early for your flight, you're still stressed, aren't you?
It's so true,
and
yeah.
You keep having to look at the monitor. Oh, God, it's... Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's still the same. Oh, where's
still
it
going? 5 hours to go!
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently they only call your name if you already have a bag checked on the plane.
If not, your
if
collateral
not, they
damage.
Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, not God. Interested. Good week, Katie.
Yes.
Obviously, it was Greece this week? It was last week, wasn't it, Greece?
It was last week. I've been on the island all week this week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But it was Little Starters in the Independent this week.
It was. I saw all of their faces. I didn't know where I was going with that one, but there were a lot of faces.
Yeah.
Many faces.
Yeah, there was a 72-page Independent this week to get all of the Little Starters in.
So that's every primary school...
Every primary school class on the island's photographs.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah. And you can buy the photos as well.
iamtoday.co.im/buy a photo.
There you go.
Yeah,
It's not have a tab?
No, I don't think it does, actually.
No,
it might do.
There is a tab, but we prefer... It's weird that the tab and the website are two different URLs, but they go to the same place. No idea how that works,
that
but it
was
does.
Sam Turton, URL expert over there. good week, Sam. Apart from the miscommunication with the URLs, but apart, you know.
Yeah, it's been a weird week, actually. But yeah, it's been all right. It's Tim Wool's back in it, and it's just sort of like, you're just there going...
Back again.
Yeah.
Shady's back, tell her friend.
And to be fair, the highlight of the whole thing this week has been President Steve Irwin telling them that after 2 days, they've barely got through half of their motion paper, and basically, could they get a move on? He said, sometimes shorter is better.
I've said that before.
Sassy Steve.
So yes, it's been an interesting week, and then of course we have a Brexit deal today.
Yes,
could
I saw
put
that
a border down the middle of the Irish Sea, which I love the idea.
So we're going to have to split the island. So
yeah.
Is Crosby going to be in the EU?
Yeah.
And then everything to the right?
As I understand it, yeah, that's going to be, yeah.
So Crosby's going to be... So that new housing estate is probably just going to be in the EU. And is the pub in the EU?
I don't know. I think maybe if you're playing in the pool room, you'll be fine.
Okay.
But if you want to watch like the boxing or whatever in the other room, you're going to have problems. You might have to cross a border... Star Prime be done in like euros on one side and pounds on the other. I think that's what's going to happen anyway. That's the gist I've got for the week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd probably bob on there, but maybe read around the area if you're not.
Yeah, I'd probably read it up somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, the highlight for my week was this the most amazing cat video this week that went viral. Did everyone see this? Involving a Manx. Well, I'm going to say Manx cat because it had a tail, so it wasn't an actual Manx cat.
But it was from
the Isle of Man.
The Manx land.
So it's been on all the big news stations, including the, you know, Lad Bible.
And Unilad.
Which Unilad. Just shows how big it is.
Yeah. So I actually saw this on Facebook because it happened to a guy I used to work with called Nick Cole. And he was going on his holidays to New York yesterday with his wife. Turns up at this Ronald's Way with his bags and stuff. Going through security, gets a tap on the shoulder. Excuse me, sir, can you step into the side room? At that point, I'd be going, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, the cloud of doom.
But I've never been taken into a side room.
Well, there's something for you to aim for. Maybe. Anyway, he was taken into the side room, and they said, sir, I think we need to talk about the contents of your bag. And he was like, oh, no, it's empty. I'm taking it away to get, or going to
so
New York.
You've got some space so, to, yeah, bring stuff back.
Which I think is flipping
good. That's a really good idea. Clever, yeah.
Thinking ahead. I would never think that far ahead. Anyway, no, he said there's something in it. And they're like, what? So, and then his cat... his cat was in the bag.
Cat came out of the bag.
He let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. And so his cat, I can't remember the cat's name, I think it was something like Candy or something like that, something strange anyway, had got in the bag when they were packing without them noticing it. They brought it through and was only picked up on the airport security scanner.
That's hilarious.
So they then had to arrange for friends to come and get it because they had to get their flight, obviously. And the security sort of just had to sort of look after it for a few minutes. Well, their friends came and got it.
That's incredible.
But it's gone.
Could you imagine that happening to yourself?
I saw today it had over 120,000 views on the BBC News story, news page or something.
See,
like.
I would definitely think a friend was winding me up if I got a phone call saying, oh, Katie, could you come to the airport and pick my cat up?
Have you ever been in that position where you've had to, there's something you've forgotten in your bag and then we're like, oh, egg. Like, my dad was an absolute nightmare because he always packs his... toothpaste but forgets to put it in his clear bag.
Yeah.
And he always gets,
pulled up for it.
Do you know there was a woman going through Ronald's Way security the other week and she had a lot of miniature bottles of wine in her hand luggage. It wasn't me. And they stopped and they're like, it's over the liquid limit and they're not in clear bottles. And so she drank the bottle.
Oh no!
Yeah, she did.
How many?
I saw her have, like, there was three of those wine bottles. And then the last one, she just said, but this is just water. And they're like, sorry, you still have to dispose.
Probably well she had a water, to be honest, to get the edge off that.
To hydrate, feel great.
See, Sam looks like that's perfectly reasonable behaviour.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with that.
Do it every day.
Before I come to work.
Yeah, it's the only thing that keeps the morning commute going, really, isn't it?
Like, just, again, disclaimer, Sam is joking. It's Jess' first story of the week. Now, it sort of involves someone that's involved in the podcast every week, but people probably don't know about it, and that's the legend that is John Madrill, our former staff photographer, now a freelance photographer. And at the end of every podcast, he says...
his catchphrase, which is, bye for now. But I haven't quite got it
apart
there.
Apart from being... the Morgan Freeman of the Isle of Man. He is, his photographs are sort of painting a picture of Manx life at the moment, aren't they? In the House of Nannan, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. There's an exhibition that's opened up. So that's on until March the 1st. And it's basically showing what winter was like back in the day.
Cold and wet.
Yeah, pretty much. Bit of snow. So it's Manx Press Pictures, and it was actually created by... an island resident called Bill Peters, so he owns it and runs it. And John Madrill joined him when it was the year 1964. So we've got some lovely photos here. I've actually got them here so you guys can pore over them. But there are some really bizarre ones. So we've got one here which was about a debate over birching, and some people were campaigning it saying...
Keep it light, Jess, keep it light.
I know, we're going straight for the hard stuff. So they said... there was a protest at the barbaric spectacle of birching under 16-year-olds. So there's photos of people outside Tynwald doing that. Down here, there's the rescue of Donald the Dolphin from Derby Haven.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I loved his name as well, Donald.
Yeah, Donald. Apparently he was quite a popular attraction around Port St. Mary Harbour, so they've got him being carried in a tractor down the beach.
So what they did, it was a JCB, wasn't it, with the thing on the front, the tipper. What do you call it, Sam?
Scoop.
Scoop. Is that a technical term?
Yeah.
But they filled the scoop with water and then lashed Donald in it and then took him for a ride.
You can see him there, just like chilling out.
I quite like the bonfire thing. You know, obviously, there's this massive bonfire, and then these kids within about a feet of foot of it. Her health and safety, so Kurt, close. Would be going bananas at this.
He would.
But did you see what John's comment was?
He's put, this was before everyone was kept 300 yards back, and children were allowed to have sparkles to hold.
John pining for the good old days.
Yeah.
And then that one was quite nice. It was the Christmas social, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was Peel Police Treat. So it's a hall filled with children. They're holding, like, fizzy drinks, probably what they called pop back in the day.
I'd still call it pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. No, not me.
All about the brand. You're very brand specific.
Yeah. There's a guy dressed up. I mean, there's Father Christmas. John's put, this was a great favourite with the children from the west of the island. As far as I know, police treats were only held in Douglas and Peel. So, yeah, quite interesting.
So that was on page 14 of the exam. There is also a belting picture of some snow up the mountain. And John, again, in typically John Madrill fashion, was critical that the mountain road's now shut.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny. I'll read it out. So it says, wintry scenes at Baldwin in 1967, when you could get up on the mountain when there was a snowfall without the road being closed at the first sign of a snowflake.
Yeah, so there's all these pictures are in the examiner on page 14, and the exhibition is at the House of Downing and running now through till
March 1st, yeah.
March 1st, so probably. I think we should go and have a to the mountain.
We
now.
Should. Yeah? There's quite a few things there. One of the, I mean, there's not a photo on this page, which is in the Isle of Man Examiner on page 14, but apparently there was a kerfuffle caused by imported turkeys. So I don't know what that's about, but sounds interesting.
Kerfuffle.
Interesting. Some ruffling of the feathers.
It would combine two of my favourite things there, actually, because John Madrill and A Night Out in Peel.
Mm.
So
I think we should get onto that.
Can we get him to come with us?
And narrate? Yes. Oh,
that'd
be
amazing. Yeah. It'd be like David Attenborough, but
tell him we'll
mansified.
Buy his fish and chips.
Yeah, he'd be there for his fish and chips. Mm. Maybe he could give us a lift in one of his antique Audis.
Do you think he likes kippers?
I don't know. We'll ask him. He'd probably tell you they're not too bad, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Yes.
Talking of kerfuffle, Sam, we had a sort of kerfuffle. I don't know what the word here. Explained a bit this week when the island has been long accused of this VAT thing on private jets. Lewis Hamilton famously was the poster boy of this thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's been cleared, isn't it? The Isle of Man haven't done anything wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's what, just under 2 years since Panorama put out their programme saying that we're a bunch of tax dodgers with VAT fiddles on the go, and HM Treasury's now turned around and said, no, we're not, it's fine.
So I take it Panorama are going to do a retraction, are they?
I'd hope so. I mean, they definitely should, shouldn't they? Yeah. Chief Minister Howard Grayle. He's asked for one.
Has he?
He said everyone, people who said this about should apologise.
I remember I did a Vox Pop and everyone was kicking off saying how like disrespectful the whole programme was.
Well, I was working at Barclays when this was going off, and I was on the FATCA team, which, without boring you, is basically World Global Compliance of Tax Regulations. And we all found it absolutely hilarious. Because the stuff that we got on about, we were just like, this is the stuff we do. And it's just like, so... It was just laughable, the programme, anyway, because they did weird editing where it made it look like Jersey was here. But it was just, the whole thing was pretty awful. And the comments that were made, and the ideas that they had were just so wrong. And it's taken 2 years, but finally we've been proved right on that.
So, in a nutshell, we don't do anything wrong. Are we going to try and encourage more celebrities to have... jets over here, then?
Yeah, I think as the after declaring a climate emergency, I think we should definitely be promoting the increase of private jets in the world.
So there's more on that on page 1 and 3 of this week's Manx Independent, isn't there, Sam?
Yeah, there is indeed.
If you want to get your VAT on and listen to it, read about that, so that's on page 1 and 3 of this week's Manx Independent. Which, of course, Katie, if you were caught in the deluge today and you thought, oh, "I'm not going out and getting my paper today," you don't have to, do you?
You didn't know when to leave the house today.
No.
One minute there's a rainbow, the next it's torrential rain again.
So, but the solution is online, isn't it?
It is online. It's at iomtoday.co.im. Click on digital editions.
And you don't have to leave the comfort of your own sofa.
Exactly.
And you can
72 glorious pages from the comfort of your home.
Exactly. So I don't know why more people
cup of tea, duvet, just read it.
Yeah.
That's it. It sounds like a perfect day.
Yeah. You start your Thursdays off that way in the future.
Well, that's all. I reckon they get a bit annoyed if it's sorry, I'm just reading the indie, I'll be in a bit later. we did that. And they'd be like, get into work, you flipping wrote it. You know, put your front down. Yeah. Anyway, onwards, we talked about the wet weather today, which was, as Katie said, torrential at times. That was the conditions that greeted the first round of the Cross Country League on Sunday, which took place at Castle Rushen High School. 243 people took part, which I think is flipping good going.
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Yeah. Well, this is where I was going to go with this. With cross country...
gives me nightmares,
yeah,
still.
It's still one of those people are very Marmite about, aren't they? Because you have the recollections.
You'll love it, Jess.
I loved it at school.
Did you?
I lived for those days.
People had the recollection of getting thrashed around Nobles Park.
We were in a field in Pulrose.
Oh.
In the rain.
Mm-hmm. In my little country school that I went to, you would go barefoot. And you would go running through the farmers' fields, through prickles and cow paths. It was extreme.
Well, was that Ballasella?
No. This is back in New Zealand, so it says everything, really.
So when did you move here? What year?
2008. Oh, sorry, I was year nine.
So when you were made to wear trainers, was that a bit of a...
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Weird experience. Yeah.
Which high school did you go to?
A Ballacomeen.
Oh, okay, so were you in the same field?
Yeah, it would have been.
Were you in Paul Rose?
No, we just did it on the field.
Very small.
We got taken on a bus to Pulrose, and then, you know, when it was, there was a lot more field access to people, and it wasn't, like, closed off. Pulrose. There's fences everywhere now.
Oh, did you go around the golf course?
I don't know where we were.
Roam, back in our day, everyone had the right to roam.
Katie's running down Jeremy Clarkson's. It was you. What was that left? But at the Cynthians, we used to have Nobles, didn't we? And then the campsite, and then
this Ballacomeen going round the field. Nothing. Yeah. We used to have to go. It was around the footy pitches, up to the grandstand, along the top.
2A3B.
Yeah, 2A3B terrifies me. You used to go round that twice, down the side, but not through the skate park.
That would be too much fun.
Yeah. And then down over a hedge for some reason.
That was my favourite bit.
Yeah.
Do you have to jump over a hedge?
You could. You know, there was a gap in it, but if you were feeling a bit adventurous, you could go over it.
Yeah, and then you went down along the bottom, when the prison was still there, of course.
Yeah, you get shouted out by lags.
Yeah. That used to be the best part of the
game. Come on, Fatty!
You get fellas in the prison shouting, unlucky.
Yeah.
Really?
About 2 weeks before Christmas, you're in cross country. You're just there like, you're in prison? And then you come out of the fence onto the road.
Smoke. That was another one.
You got to the fence and went up the field, didn't you? Towards the police station. Yeah. And then back in.
Yeah.
And then back down again, down the side.
Do you think their route was a particular crime deterrent for you? Because you are going past abusive prisoners and a police station.
The route slightly changed, because when I was doing it, it was a pitch and putt course. So there was a bit of undulation and stuff. Now, when Sam was doing it, it sort of turned into a dog park. So I'm guessing there was the other obstacle was that you could have stood in...
Dog poop.
Yeah.
Or could have been chased by dogs.
That would have made you run faster. You could have won.
True. Yeah. I never did.
But there were days that people don't look back fondly on. But what I'm saying to you is 243 people chose to run across country on Sunday. I just blew my mind. Yeah, all age groups, from under nines all the way up to seniors and veterans and stuff like that. So, and in, the weather was pretty...
It was horrible on Sunday.
Yeah.
What was the distance,
So various distance for the various age groups. I think the senior men did just shy of 8.5K.
Okay.
The women's race was a little bit shorter than that, and then they scaled down depending on the age groups. But even so, fair play. This is me. My hat's been tipped. I'm clapping. Well done to everyone that took part in the cross country. And there's a good chance your picture, if you won your race, is in this week's Manx Independent. So please go and have a look at that now. And just applaud the greatness of all those. All 243 of you did great stuff.
Amazing.
And Jess is going to join you in the next one with no trainers on.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
After she's played a game of netball.
You're listening to the Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel.
Right, this week in history, Sam, it's a bit of a themed special, isn't it? Because we go back precisely 100 years, don't we?
Yeah, it's October 17th, 1919.
And the front page of a defunct newspaper now?
Yeah, the Ramsey Courier and Northern Advertiser, which admittedly doesn't have any news on it. It's all adverts.
On the front page.
But there is a reason why I chose this specific paper for this week.
So not only is it the anniversary of this front page, which was October the 17th, Friday, October the 17th, but also What else celebrated the 100th? Who else should I say celebrated the 100th milestone this weekend?
Well, of course, the island's favourite war veteran, Hector Duff.
He did. He was 100 on Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
15th.
So, fun fact for you guys, I think this is appealing to Sam maybe more than you two in this. Hector Duff is actually older than Leeds United Football Club. Leeds United were founded two days after,
yeah. Yeah.
But is he younger than Notts County?
Probably not.
No, because Notts County is one of the oldest teams in England.
Yeah. There you go. It's got a way to go.
Yeah.
And Notts County, well, they're on the way out of the leagues, aren't they? So.
they're in the conference.
The time's numbered.
But that's impressive, though, eh?
So Sam said it's an unusual front page this week because there isn't actually, apart from a few notices, any news on the front page. It's all adverts.
Yeah, it's all adverts. There is a couple of bits, such as the trespass notices.
Yeah, I've just spotted
which,
them.
It's brilliant. It's literally a list of where people have been trespassing.
Don't do it again.
Anyone trespassing with dog, gun or ferret on the estate of Cardle Vaux or Carner Mountain will be prosecuted and all stray dogs will be shot.
I presume that's Cornet, but it's just spelled slightly differently.
Possibly.
I like this one, the Ramsey Cafe. Mm. So it says, the malt fruit cake has arrived. And then later on, it kind of describes like what it's got in the shop. And this says ham, tongue, and St. Ival cheese sold over the counter.
And 13 different types of cream biscuit, apparently.
So oh, wow.
So my dad's quite a fan of lunch tongue.
Is he?
Yeah, he likes tongue.
Does he get it from the butcher?
Yeah, gets it in you.
I've never tried it, I must say. My favourite one is Lawton's ready-to-wear clothing, large stock of never-done-odd trousers. So...
Okay,
I'm not sure whether that's one leg in one material, one leg in the other, or...
Yeah, good point. Or maybe one is, like, shorts, and the other is, like, a long trouser leg.
No idea, but there you go. Katie, anything that's caught your eye?
I just like the one that says, you want a raincoat? Buy now!
I was looking at that. Our stock, large and varied, as it is, will be depleted in a few weeks, and we shall be unable to restock at present prices.
There is so many adverts on this front page. I can't. JJ Ward, is that any relation?
Oh, where is that?
Bottom right hand corner. To you, Jeff.
Oh, here
it
I am.
Is the shop for brushes, tin goods,
paraffin oil.
Okay, well you know where to go now, guys. Do we need that?
The best one is rabbits! Exclamation mark! Rabbits! All drip bros of Marketplace Ramsey are prepared to buy any quantity of rabbits.
Whoa. They were trying to really get the message out there.
Just at the end of that JJ Ward advert, do you see the very small writing it says, a call respectfully solicited. So it's sort of like, come, but only if you want to.
Yeah, that's me.
The only other, to the advert of the only, there's a couple of businesses I still think are going. Ockles, obviously. It's got the Falcon Brewery, which obviously is no longer, but Ockles Ales. And then there's Lloyd's Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly, is Manx Woolen still going, aren't they? But not in Sulby as it is registered there. So, anything else from this this week, Sam? Before we move on?
It's just brilliant. It's just when you look at it and you just think of all the stuff that's been and gone. When you think of somebody like Hector who's lived that ridiculous life for over 100 years and you see all these sorts of things that were going on the week he was born, sort of thing. It's mad, isn't it?
I do like for the Cleta's special display of hats for autumn and winter. It's a bevy of bewitching new styles.
We don't get enough bewitching new styles anymore.
Especially of hats.
Yeah, so...
I think we need more.
The last time I was bewitched, it was Sylvie.
Oh, God.
And they would love an odd trouser, Sylvie. Do you know they had the dungarees, didn't they, and all that jazz?
A lot of double denim.
What was your favourite song?
That bewitched it.
Mm. Sailor B?
Yeah, has to
yeah.
I like Weatherman.
No, I knew you were going to say Blame It on the Weatherman, and that Weatherman. Is a poor song.
It's a great song.
No, it's not. It's
life
just grim.
Life goes on and on again. It's amazing.
And in the video, I think they were just lying on doors in water.
Ooh, it was raining, wasn't it? I don't know what else you would want from it, Katie. It rained. It was just a bit of floodwater. They'd lost their houses. So don't blame it on the Weatherman. It wasn't his fault.
No, but it was his fault. That's the message of the song. Don't blame things on like yourself. Blame it on the weatherman.
So just in life, blame everything on the weatherman?
Yes.
Well, I don't like it now.
But it would just make it things easier, wouldn't it? Like, something goes wrong, flipping weatherman.
That Adrian Cowan down Ronald's way. He's done me wrong again.
Yeah.
Weatherman.
He's a really chirpy fellow doing BBC North West Tonight's Weather now. So I'm going to stop blaming him for stuff.
I love John on ITV.
He's very well dressed, isn't he?
Do you know what? I'm looking at him going, I'd love to know where he gets his suits because they are unbelievable.
I reckon he'll be on Twitter.
Yeah.
But Weatherman fashion is a very big deal.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Can you
that
put that into like eBay or something? It'll come up.
Weatherman fashion.
Genuinely.
Yeah, people really, really debate what weathermen are wearing. And who's the most stylish, and if any of them are too risque.
It's this fellow on Northwest Tonight, I'm telling you, he is impeccably dressed.
He is very. I watched it the other day, and I was thinking,
dressed up to Dick.
He is dressed up to Dick, which is a lovely reference to last week's podcast. If you're a bit lost at this point, please do go back into our back catalogue and check out that. There's a lot of reference to Dick. Moving on, and time for Manx Word of the Week. Last week, Katie, we had...
Last week, we had... Easter, mm-hmm. which meant goldfish.
Goldfish. Now, we talked about goldfish earlier, didn't we?
We did.
But that was before pre-recording, I think.
Yeah.
So, why were we talking about goldfish last week?
Because the previous week's word had been autumn. Mm-hmm. And when I think of autumn, I think of leaves, and I think orange, and that makes me think gold, which makes me think goldfish.
Whoa! Is that how your brain works?
That's how my brain works.
Wow.
Wowzers.
And here I was thinking it was wind.
Yeah, and not. I thought it was freedom of information, so I was well out of fun. So this week we've got
a word Sam has already guessed when he came and sat down.
Oh,
he just guessed it straight away. But yeah, so we've got a very easy one this week.
So Jess, you want to have the first stab at this?
Okay, tamag.
Yeah.
Tamag.
Tamag.
Do you have a at the end?
Not really.
Okay.
Tamag.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
A bit like tarmac.
Let me tell him, Mac.
Yeah.
But yes, Sam knows this word.
Oh, good. Right.
What is it, Sam? No, do
no, I don't want to be a spoiler.
If you want to be like Sam and find out what this is, please do tune in next week's podcast, and where Katie will reveal all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when you'll use this word.
Oh, right, okay.
So I can't say it's a...
I can make of a few situations, but...
Should we listen to how the guys at Culture Bannon say it?
Yeah.
Tamag.
I think it was a fair stab from all of us, no? So well done. Well done. Pat on the back, chaps. Now, on to the craze that's sweeping a nation, the Anglo-English phrases.
I'm slightly disappointed this week because I think we had a lot of fun with the D's.
Like Dick last week.
We had dressed up to Dick. Dick. Basically means to be suave and looking...
Mighty fine.
Exactly.
Mighty fly for a Manx guy.
Yes.
With bewitching hats and such. But this week, we're on to the E's.
Mm-hmm.
I've struggled to find anything that I would use in everyday conversation.
Okay, so you have pulled out a few, though.
Yeah. Sam, would you like to go through for us?
Oh, it's just the first one, is it? This elba.
Yes.
Which, you put elba and then elba, so I'm going to say elba.
Yep.
Which does sound like Margaret. There we go. Elba.
What does elba mean?
Elba basically indicates a relationship, more like a family tie between some people.
Okay. So there's four elbas between them. What? I.e. they are related.
Is it because your elbow kind of links your forearm to the forearm, maybe?
Look at that.
Being like elbow to elbow with someone at like close proximity, like your same family.
Or if you're like linking arms.
Oh, like actually linking together.
Linking, yeah. So there is some sweet logic there.
Yeah.
So that's quite a nice one.
Yeah.
So what's the next one?
Can't pronounce. What on earth is that?
Is it irk?
I reckon irk.
Irk.
Irk?
Yeah.
Right. Irk.
It's a drinking horn.
Oh, have you drunk out of a drinking horn, Sam?
I have once, actually.
It makes you feel very manly.
Do you not take drinking horns out with you sometimes just to feel special?
That's when he goes out with Dave Norton.
I can't fit it in my pocket alongside my tankard.
Sam comes out of the house, blows into the drinking horn, and suddenly Dave's coming around the corner.
It's on a bicycle.
On that note, so the highlight, I think, of our week actually was seeing a guy in a bus station just down the road.
The bus stop.
Bus stop. Just playing his trumpet.
Yeah.
But I wasn't with you guys then because I had already was leaving the building. But when I'd left in the car, he was playing a ukulele.
What? He was playing a harmonica as well.
Yeah.
So it changed from
a one-man band.
So just to add some sort of background to this, we were in work today on Peel Road.
Typing away.
In Isle of Man Newspapers HQ. Suddenly we heard the dulcet tones of a trumpet carrying through the wind. And we
thought, I looked at Andy, he looked at me, and we thought, what?
I thought we're in New Orleans. we looked out the window, and this chap was just playing his trumpet, which sounds like a euphemism, but is playing his trumpet in the bus stop. On Peel Road, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was marvellous.
And as Jess said, after a while he changed to a harmonica, and it sounds like prior to that he was on a ukulele.
I saw him on the ukulele when I was...
And Duncan swears... that someone was playing the bongos. The banjo.
Well, that could be misconstrued for ukulele, I would say.
Mm. I mean, it did look ukulele-sized and not round enough to be a banjo.
Mm. Oh, I see.
I suppose there is a difference. Yeah, there is a bit of a difference. But anyway, he got on the bus, didn't he, eventually? But he was giving it absolute egg and beans, wasn't he?
Yeah. If anyone knows who we're talking about or has an idea, if he's listening, please can you let us know who it is.
One of these visions I've had. So it's like the cat with a tie. Which no one's seen since,
but we've all seen this now.
Yeah, I suppose.
Producer Emma has. Sam, did you?
I wasn't there.
So no, I think we need to put this on our at IOM News podcast social media. Don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Share the love. Play it forward, as it were.
Oh yeah.
Did you understand the tune he was playing?
No,
I think he was doing "When the Saints."
Was it like Postman Pat?
Oh.
So funny story. Not very funny, he's probably going to be horrendously not funny now. But I was at the wedding at the weekend. Fergus's used to work here, long story short.
You told us you were going last week.
Yeah, yeah. So last night, song of the night, they played something I can't even remember now, but, you know, a classic wedding finish song.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd were a bit rowdy because it had been a bit of a free bar. They started going, one more song, one more song. DJ went, yes, put the Postman Pat theme tune on, and the floor just cleared.
Really?
And I thought, that's genius, because if you put another banger on, because
that's true.
So you put Postman Pat on. And
that's a good tactic.
And I say everyone cleared, there was like still some guy who'd maybe had a few too many beers.
What's that?
No, it wasn't actually, but there was someone with his tie around his head giving it beans to Postman Pat, but apart from that, I was like, is that a genius idea there? Yeah.
But I don't know, there's some kids' TV themes that would just keep people there.
Yeah.
That's true.
Have you seen when somebody combined Thomas the Tank Engine with Biggie Smalls?
Yes.
That's very good.
Round the Twist was a good song.
I was just about to say Round the Twist is a banger.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was Australian, so we can't talk about that.
Yeah. You offend me.
Tweenies.
Tweenies?
Yeah.
What was that?
Hey, we're too old for that.
Are you ready to say?
Fireman Sam's banger.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
To be fair, I know, you know, the whole Australian-New Zealand thing, but the Wiggles... they had some bangers.
Do you remember Arthur?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Chance the Rapper did that.
I wasn't expecting that.
Another fun fact for you to take over today.
Anyway, sorry, Sam.
Sorry, not for the TV show, but he did it on an album.
Sorry, I don't know how we got here from drinking horns.
Oh, well, I thought horn and then horn, like trumpet.
Oh, that's how we digressed.
But yeah. So, summary, Irk, drinking horn.
Yeah.
Elba.
Yeah.
Means family connection or connection.
So to combine, you don't want to be clicky. Yeah. Go out looking dick with your irk.
Wow.
I'm trying to amalgamate all of our ABCs.
Please do listen to our back catalogue. Some of that will make sense now. Right, it's just about it for this week. Jess, what's coming up next week?
I'm working on a piece about man who is...
plays a trumpet in a bus stop.
I mean, I wish. That is the dream. I really want to find out who that guy is. No, this is a guy. His name is Carl Brunner.
Yep.
And he's going to take part in Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
So he's...
bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder, that's right. Yeah. And looking at the images, I mean, the guy has some muscles, so that will be out in the Examiner.
The muscles from Bouldering, as he's known. Katie, what's going on next week?
I will mainly be telling people to go to iomtoday.co.im and get the independent with little starters because it's like the best thing ever.
Okay. And Sam?
Yeah, loads.
Wow.
Wow.
Non-stop.
Actually, the thing I'm most excited about is Julie Blackburn's piece that she's writing about the scallop industry.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
It's actually like a really...
very interesting.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's going to be in the Manx Independent, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's the Examiner.
Oh, is it?
Ooh. Buy both, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Cover
get,
all
them
bases.
Get them online.
Get them online, you can, of course, as Katie keeps alluding to. If you want to get in touch throughout the week, please do on our social media at IOMN News Podcast. And we're still open for postcards, aren't we?
We haven't received any this week, although there are two pending.
So if you want to get in touch with a postcard, how can they do that, Katie?
To IOM News Podcast, Isle of Man Newspapers, European House, Peel Road, Douglas, IM15ED.
Right, until next week.
Bye for now.